cocky little freak.
Obviously, I've been talking about retiring for several years now. I wanted to get into sort of another stage of life where I'm not in the film business anymore, and I don't have to run a corporation. And it occurred to me one day that the perfect person to take over the company was Kathy. It's just such a perfect fit. And I felt that I really wanted to put the company somewhere in a larger entity which would protect it. Disney is a huge corporation. They have all kinds of capabilities and facilities, so that there's a lot of strength that is gained by this. The great thing about Disney, again, as we were saying before, is that, you know, it's between the parks and all the things they've got going, it's great that we have a chance probably to expand that. And, you know, there's lots and lots of opportunities at Disney that we wouldn't have at any other studio.
There's huge opportunity, given the tremendous success that Disney's had with Marvel and with Pixar, and now adding Lucasfilm to that, I think we couldn't be at a better home.
When I first made Star Wars, everybody in Hollywood said, well, this is a movie Disney should have made.
Disney defines family entertainment, and in many ways, it's the best company possible to take Star Wars into the future.
And speaking of, we have other big news.
Well, I always said I wasn't going to do any more, and that's true, because I'm not going to do any more. But that doesn't mean I'm unwilling to turn it over to Kathy to do more. Mm-hmm. I have story treatments of 7, 8, and 9 and a bunch of other movies, and obviously we have hundreds of books and comics and everything you could possibly imagine. So, you know, I sort of moved that treasure trove of stories and various things to Kathy, and, you know, I have complete confidence that she's going to take them and make great movies.
We are absolutely going to make Star Wars movies, mm-hmm. and we're in the midst of the really fun part of the process, which is we're sitting down with a couple of writers and we're starting to discuss ideas and we're starting to talk about what those stories might be. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to be entirely on my own, because it's important that he at least continue to be the little guardian angel on my shoulder, helping
they're finishing
the
hologram now. Don't worry.
My Yoda has to be there.
I'm doing this so that the films will have a longer life, and so that more fans and people can enjoy them in the future. It's a very big universe I've created, and there's a lot of stories that are sitting in there.
The main thing is to protect these characters, make sure that they still continue to live in the way that you created them, and that the universe of Star Wars continues to grow.
I get to be a fan now, which is what I was saying before, and I sort of look forward to it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more fun, actually, than actually having to go out in the mud and
you could actually blog about what we're doing and how we're messing things up.
No. I just say, gosh, they're out in the snow and it's cold, and hopefully it'll be an inspiring package of entertainment that it has always been, well into the future.
How's it going, guys? This is a special episode of the All Range Mode podcast. Some pretty big news today.
Emergency broadcast.
Yeah.
Emergency broadcast, yeah. I think, is the most appropriate.
So, announced today, which seems very strange, having just finished Star Wars Celebration 6, Comic-Con just finished up this summer. Actually, New York Comic-Con's going on right now. They just finished Star Wars Weekends at Disney. Mm-hmm. And then boom, like out of nowhere, they announced this acquisition. Lucasfilm sold to Disney for a couple $4.3, it looks like, around mm-hmm. there, $1 billion, taking essentially complete ownership, and Lucasfilm or LucasArts joins Pixar, Marvel, Paramount Pictures, under the Disney umbrella.
So, I wonder if they own Skywalker Ranch.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, he doesn't live there. It's just a studio.
I think he lives in like That place, it's like a compound Skywalker Ranch. There's warehouses, I think Skywalker Sound is run off the ranch.
But they own Skywalker Sound.
Yeah. So I think everything's going to stay where it's at. But now it has, you know, Big Brother Disney kind of taking executive producer, right? Where there's never going to be issues where it's like, who do we talk to get these toys developed? Or, you know, there's just an endless supply of assets.
I'll just start by saying how I feel about it. I feel great about it. I think it's awesome. I think it's really, really good news. I mean, you think about it and you hear Disney, and maybe some people would have their doubts, but what other company would you hope to buy it, you know? Yeah. I think they bought it
with the Avengers.
Exactly. I think they bought it just because they know. It seems like fandom is just at an all-time high for movies and things like that right now, and Disney wants to just own as much of it as they can. So I think that's why they chose to do this.
Yeah, I saw a report on the Force.net where it was saying like, oh, Disney continuing its strategy of
acquiring it.
Yeah, exactly. Acquiring the best franchises out there, the best assets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not really a strategy. You're just buying the most popular stuff.
You have the
stuff.
Ability to buy everything.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
I don't...
Let's make him an offer he can't refuse.
I don't really... Well, he was saying he's ready to retire, right? He's ready to sell. And, like, who better could you sell your company?
That's true. Like, right before we started recording, I had my reservations because you think of Disney and... I don't know. There's bad things about Disney. Like, they're a company that just kind of overruns everything. They like, cut staff, cut employees... you hear it all the time about like Disney Interactive, like their video game thing. They're closing studios left and right. But
well, yeah,
with something like Star Wars, like it is lucrative.
Yeah, and Star Wars is already
Disney
run.
Knows how to fucking whore shit out and make it good. Like
it's like the Lucasfilm model is almost the Disney model anyway. I mean, you release Cars 2. I mean, see, that's the thing. It's funny that I use the example of Cars 2 because I don't think Pixar would have made Cars 2 if it wasn't for Disney saying, you know, these things are popular shit, make another movie. And like, that is one detriment to this whole thing, is that
Cars 2 was the worst Pixar movie.
Like, Cars 1 was bad too. Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And I hear
Brave, I think those just movies are, those
I hear
movies
Brave are is really bad, but maybe Pixar's just run thin. Like, they, you know, there's got to be peaks and valleys in the trend is always going. There's always going to dip and then come back up. You know, a lot of the major directors at Pixar have gone on to do like live action movies and other things like that. So maybe it's just the team at Pixar is not as
well. Disney owns them, and they say like these are doing well. Like these are franchises that are doing well.
Yeah.
Like another one, like the new Monsters Inc. is coming out this summer.
I wonder how much but Pixar said it would never do sequels. Well, yeah. I mean. That's the thing. But on the same side,
you guys said Toy Story 3 was great, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you probably have them to thank for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know... shit, what was I going to say? I mean, the fact of the matter is it's securing new Star Wars for a long time coming. George Lucas has said that he was getting tired of the whole thing, and he has, in the past, like, couple of months, he's gotten vocal about how he's pissed off at the fans for just throwing, like, you know, just like he's getting attacks about like his family and like called like Antichrist and things like that. And he's not that kind of guy. I think like what the hell?
I'm trying to make a movie.
Yeah. So like he's already said like, why would I make more Star Wars movies? Like they just get picked apart and like, this is the story I wanted to tell. And like, I'm just being butchered for it. Like if it's not a good movie, fine.
The weight that goes on the director's shoulder, whoever the director may be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking burden.
I
imagine it was Whedon.
Oh god.
Actually, I was just about to talk about that when I couldn't find my words. What I meant to say was, do you think Disney had anything to do with the path that Marvel went on? I know they had that plan before the Disney acquisition, but like the success of the Avengers, can we
accredit any of that?
Yeah,
to Disney
credit any of that to Disney.
I'd like to believe so, but who knows?
Absolutely.
because they must have, you know,
they're the ones that are doing the like the hiring,
executive producing.
They're
writing the checks.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Which is awesome.
We need these people. We need this person, Joss Whedon. We don't care. Like all the money.
The DC film universe. It's just a mess.
It is all over the place. Marvel's bad too. I mean, you've got Punisher, offshoot movies.
But at least the good ones are all grouped together. And I mean, if you really think about it, DC has cooler characters. The Justice League is cooler than the Avengers.
They're more like cosmic.
Yeah, and they're more powerful, it seems.
Yeah.
So just like I got this totally from Comic Book Men, but did you watch the newest episode?
Yeah.
You know when Kevin Smith is talking about the Legion of Doom, how it's like the coolest supervillain headquarters ever? Because it's just like Darth Vader's helmet that they all live in. That is the coolest thing ever. And it's like badass. I don't know. I just think I would be really excited to see one of those movies, but they're years behind Marvel.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, do you, going back to the directors, do you guys want to see a Steven Spielberg Star Wars movie?
I don't. I think it's going to be an unknown.
I'm kind of
barely known.
I don't know if Steven Spielberg could pull it off. I wonder what kind of relationship like Weta has with the folks at Disney.
I'm sure they're not going to turn down work.
Yeah, really.
What else has Weta done other than Lord of the Rings?
They do everything with Peter Jackson.
What's his name? Tintin. And that was like...
Oh, you're right.
It was Weta and Spielberg's company. Like, that was kind of foot in the bill for those ones. I do want to go into Kathleen Kennedy's filmography.
Just think about the director. The director has to be someone, like...
Well, let's see who's directed some of her movies. I mean, yeah, who... It could go unknown.
I think the smartest thing they could do is just...
Unknown?
Could be Dave Filoni, the guy who does Clone Wars. He directs episodes, and those are, like, the best episodes of that show.
That's kind of what I was going to say. Like, the best thing they could do is just look at what fans like. You know, get the game director of Knights of the Old Republic to direct the movie.
Oh, God.
Just do something that was, like, really well-received by fans that could also reach a new audience.
I wonder if it'll go more in that direction. Like, more of, you know...
They did that with the Avengers.
What's it called? The,
Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Force Unleashed, cutscenes, the cutscenes for Old Republic, those types of things. Maybe, they could end up turning out more like those movies. Here we go. Disney to buy. You guys can talk
about it. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the biggest thing to hit the internet today. Everybody's talking about it. It's all over my Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, shit.
This is bigger than, like...
It's huge news. It's almost...
The JFK assassination. This is probably how people felt when that happened.
If Stephen Harper got assassinated today, I'd be more interested in this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even ask you how he died. I'd say, what's the new Star Wars movie, but...
Yeah. Who's directing it? Harper's dead? Who's directing the Star Wars movie?
It's funny you mentioned that I read a story today on theforce.net. I was looking up, trying to get as much information as possible. One of the guys who does continuity for Lucasfilm, like he needs to know what's going on, and so he can advise, you know, different writers. Like you can't write a story in this time period because we've got plans for that. So he's in the know about everything like that, and he said he got called into his boss's office on June of this year. And he knew it was big news because there was nothing else going on. And the boss just sat him down and told him outright, we're doing 7, 8, and 9.
Wow.
And that was in June. So they knew about it back before that stuff. And which is weird because all the news coming out, the announcement of Kathleen Kennedy taking over as producer, that was all happening back in June. And so and he said, I don't even remember. He didn't even need to tell me, he didn't say it was Star Wars movies. He didn't say anything. He just said, we're making 7, 8, and 9. I'm going to be straight with you. And he's like, I don't even know what the story's going to be, but I'll always remember when I heard that news. And it's like, it is pretty big news. I mean, with Lucas retiring, that could have been the end of Star Wars. Plus, you know, the prequel trilogy were not as highly acclaimed. So it's like, where do we go from there, right? There was a TV series in the works, but nothing was happening. They were saying it was too expensive, but they had... like 50 episodes worth of scripts or something like that, which now is just being pushed along, green light.
Where's that time period is the was the TV show or is the TV show supposed to take place in?
Between 3 and 4. So like during the rise of the Empire, and it would be a lot of the underground like gangsters coming to power and stuff like that.
What game?
A lot of the 13 storyline
like that. With Vader, where he has his apprentice. It was on this generation of consoles.
Oh,
Force Unleashed. Yeah, that was between 3 and 4.
First off, I want to say it's a momentous feat that Lucasfilm was able to even keep this thing under wraps.
Yeah,
like,
that's
since the end of June. Like, in this day and age, you hear about shit for, like months, like or the day it happens, somebody tweets it, like...
I was going to say, being that guy something. In June when you get the news... Do you have to sign a contract right after that saying, like, you we'll won't even tell your you. Wife?
Yeah.
Because it's that strict. You. I mean, if your wife just we isn't into what you do,
kill you.
And she mentions it to someone casually, and then a rumor goes up on the internet, like, it could spread so easily.
It's probably like working for the FBI.
Yeah, and, like, people know that work. Stuff. Even the Clone Wars guys, they record episodes, like, a year and a half in advance. They do the voicing, so, like, the people can animate it. They get a lot of time to do that, and they just keep it all under wraps. Yeah, I mean, you got a tight little, tight-knit group there. And, like, people are asking them all the time, hey, what's going on? And, like I said, they just got through Celebration. Like, Seth Green probably knows about this shit. Like, he's very close with Lucasfilm these days. Well, I don't know, man. Like, that's a tremendous feat.
What was the Disney weekend thing you were saying? What is that?
They do this thing called Star Wars Weekends. And it's just, if you go to Disney that weekend, then it's, like, the park.
Okay.
There's Star Wars characters all around. They do like little performances for kids, stuff like that. There's a Star Wars ride called Star Wars Star Tours or something like that.
How long has this been happening?
It's not the biggest. Like, they don't usually unveil things.
Okay.
But they'll show like unaired, yet to be aired episodes of Clone Wars, stuff like that. And they do it every year. The celebration
for
is
how
every,
long though? Like, how long?
I don't know.
They also announced in the merger that they were going to have include more Star Wars rides in the theme parks.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there's
God.
Probably going to be a Star Wars theme
next
park.
Next week.
Yeah, they were saying, like in the things they were expanding, they said one of them is going to be the theme parks, like more Star Wars integration.
So I've got Kathleen Kennedy's producer filmography here, and I'm just going to run through some of the... I'll leave some of them out, but it's looking pretty tight already, and I only see four. So her first movie she produced was in 1982, E.T. And then Poltergeist, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, Gremlins, Goonies, Back to the Future, The Color Purple, The Money Pit, Fievel, An American Tale.
Holy shit.
Empire of the Sun,
wow.
Inner Space, Batteries Not Included, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, The Land Before Time.
Oh my God.
Back to the Future 2. Joe vs. the Volcano, Back to the Future 3, Gremlins 2, Arachnophobia, Cape Fear, 502, Hook, which is amazing. And then we got a couple of cartoons, back to live action, Alive, the movie about the survivors on the mountain.
They chow each other down.
Moving up to 1993, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List.
Ooh, you're fucking kidding.
The Bridges of Madison County, Congo, Indian in the Cupboard, Twister, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, The Sixth Sense.
Oh my God.
AI, Artificial Intelligence, Jurassic Park 3, Signs, Seabiscuit, War of the Worlds, Munich. Indiana Jones, Crystal Skull, Ponyo, Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Last Airbender, Hereafter, Adventures of Tintin, Weta.
She should have stopped her relationship.
She produced that. She produced that, and Weta's involved. War Horse, Lincoln, and soon to be a Tintin sequel. Untitled HBO project, could be Star Wars. Indiana Jones 5, Jurassic Park 4, and Emma's War.
Okay, and what the hell is she, a producer?
She's a producer.
Wow.
So
imagine
she
that was
puts
a fucking resume.
Yeah. So
those are all like Academy Award winning films.
Let's look at and
she's definitely the person for the job.
Wow.
I would agree.
So you've got what directors under her that she knows? Zemeckis from Back to the Future, Spielberg's obviously a ton of those. This guy's lost his way, the Sixth Sense guy. he's lost his way. He's lost his way.
She wasn't involved with Devil.
Tintin. Nice. Tintin was directed by... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Just one second. Tintin was directed by Spielberg, but the second one... The second one is directed by Peter Jackson. Imagine it was Peter Jackson directing the next trilogy
they're
of
putting,
the...
They're putting way too much on Peter Jackson's shoulders.
What else
is on his shoulders?
Yeah, what else is on his shoulders?
He jumped back into The Hobbit after probably not wanting to do it. Didn't he really not want to? He wanted to be the producer.
He tried his hand at other movies and didn't see any success.
Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones and King Kong even wasn't...
Oh, King Kong.
King Kong was garbage.
Frighteners is terrible.
Yeah.
I already tried to remember.
I love that.
What, that's a zombie movie?
No, Frighten... What?
It came out like 95.
Have you seen a zombie movie?
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty... that's a pretty...
The man knows how to make shit scary.
A pretty polished resume there.
Absolutely. Didn't expect that at all. I called it out earlier that her only thing was probably Crystal Skull. Yeah. She ever produced plushies.
You know what though? I think for them to get a Spielberg or something, like the money he would demand to do something like that would be ridiculous.
But
they need that.
He's making those movies. He's making big movies. I mean, I'm sure he wants that lot of money
for this specifically. Lincoln. He can name his price. They're not going to give it to him.
Well, how much do you think these movies are going to cost? They're going to cost a lot of money.
I understand that. I understand we're talking big, big money here. I just think...
Holy
for
fuck.
Spielberg... Like,
I just imagine...
It doesn't seem like...
The Pepsi cans coming out again. Sorry.
Oh, God. Like, I'm trying to think about it in, like, the directorial world here, how things work.
Yeah.
You have this franchise that made a director, like, one of the biggest names in directors ever came from these movies. So... to have another director take over the next three that was side by side him in the same era, I don't think he would do that.
You're talking about Jackson or Spielberg?
Spielberg taking over for George Lucas. I'm trying to think of another example of this happening. But
well, Spielberg. Yeah, but Spielberg directs other George Lucas movies. Like George Lucas wrote and produced Indiana Jones, and Spielberg did those.
They may not
it's
be
true,
like
but
director
he got in with those on the ground floor.
Yeah,
this is something new, already. You know what I mean? Like
God,
the biggest
gets,
movies of all time.
What was another like huge? I remember Joss Whedon was a huge director announcement. It wasn't that big of news when Christopher Nolan got announced for the Batman movies because he wasn't a giant success yet.
Yeah,
no. But I'm thinking they're going to go with someone like that. And this will make the director.
Oh my God, imagine the Nolan Star Wars movies.
there wouldn't be Jedi in them.
I wouldn't like those.
They'd be so serious.
I like those worlds separate.
Yeah. So, what else do we have here written down?
Let's just get into it. What do you guys think the stories are going to be?
don't quote me on this, but I remember reading a long time ago that, Doug, you mentioned you were excited about Darth Plagueis.
That's what I was thinking it could be. They could set it up that, like, a kind of a Sauron thing where he never really died. Like, some part of him exists, and every Sith Lord was just under his influence.
So I've heard a story about Sidious having traits like that, where he was killed, but his kind of spirit, like, would take over other bodies. You know, like, other Sith would have the spirit of, like, Sidious, like, running through him somehow. Like, much like... Jedi's at the end of the original trilogy are learning how to transcend into the Force, where you know they become those Force ghosts. There's a Sith counterpart to that, and when Luke finds out that Sidious is still alive, he's having so much conflict with it that he convinces himself he has to turn to the dark side to become powerful enough to learn how to be like that, and then he can take down Sidious from within. And then Leia has to help Luke kind of get back off the dark side. There's a bunch of side stories I've heard about, you know, Chewbacca dying, sacrificing himself to save Han and Leia's kids. And Han loses it and becomes like an alcoholic and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like there was documented stories about what happens afterwards. I know Luke starts to run a new Jedi Academy and starts to get the Jedi back in the swing of things.
Awesome.
When I say that too,
That could be. Those are things I've just heard. They could be like one writer's run of comics versus another writer's run of comics, and it's interesting.
Yeah.
And how far after episode
6. That's what I was going to say. I think it's
does
going
episode
to be
7 start?
Hundreds of years after.
Where, hundreds, eh?
Where Luke has established a Jedi Academy. There's a new Jedi Council, and none of those characters are in these
You don't think
anymore.
Luke would be the Obi-Wan?
But it's 7, 8,
Maybe.
9.
If it shows, like, an old
I think that's
Luke.
The weirdest
I don't
thing.
Think Luke is going to be the main character.
I don't know. That's why it's so
I don't think
overwhelming,
so.
Because I can understand we're making more Star Wars movies. Fine.
Yeah,
but the fact that it's 7,
9.
8, 9, where do Han and Leia end up? You know, like, what's Luke doing? Those stories do exist in the expanded universe, but obviously, I mean, the movies have rewritten the expanded universe before. And
yeah.
Like, it's very.
I think
if
it just those movies are so iconic that it would be, like, there's so much press out there with all these actors' faces on them and posters and everything that with 7, 8, 9 they could never come up with a new cast playing those old characters.
But why
and
not
have their faces compete with that iconic?
No, but those characters will
movies.
Have aged. You know, I mean, Harrison Ford is what, 65? 70?
So you're saying just have the characters.
No.
Han is that old.
No.
But what if they're making episode 7 10 years after it? Anyway?
It wouldn't be.
Oh,
I mean, if they're going to use the same actors,
I don't think
or the
are.
Same characters, they'll probably have, you know, Mark Hamill old. Like, they've obviously got to send him to a frickin' boot camp because they're all fat now except for Harrison Ford. But why couldn't, you know, why not make Han an old man or any of them an old man?
That would be cool.
See what, like, maybe it's about Han and Leia's kids. You know,
true.
One of them's name is Anakin, I think, and the other one, I don't know what the other one's name is, but I think they have two boys. But I don't know. I mean, I cannot believe that a year from now, we could very possibly be watching a teaser trailer for the next Star Wars movie.
Okay, have they announced that it's going to be like a consecutive release like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings were?
I've read
or
that there's
going to
be a Star Wars movie every 2 or 3 years. That at least 7, 8, 9...
Okay, so they're not filming all three of them at the same time.
No, it'll probably run just like the other ones did. Well, they're longer.
Also,
imagine that 6 years of movies. Just the three Hobbit films to look forward to, and then...
And then three more.
Three Star Wars.
That was the downer about episode 1, 2, and 3. It was how long it was between
yeah.
them that they came out. Episode 1 came out in 1999, and then episode 3 came out in like 2006.
I think with Star
later.
Wars, though, I think because they make so much money and they release so many different versions of everything, they're not going to do a yearly release.
No,
like
never.
They have legs. Those movies have legs.
The only reason
for fucking ever.
The only reason we've seen different versions is because those movies, like, I had episode 1 on VHS, and then it's like now they're on DVD, and now they're on Blu-ray, so it's like I'm just constantly buying the next medium of stuff.
Yeah, because they know everybody's going to buy it. Like, they can
well,
you, they can take a
they
long
have
time.
To have it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Well, any classic
they can't
movie
just,
does that. I mean, E.T.,
yeah.
Back to the Future, all those
no,
movies come out like that.
I know.
What they do is,
no,
oh,
just,
you know what? Yeah, the original trilogy had, like, the THX reissued one, and then a couple years later they had the special edition.
Oh,
but I
yeah.
think the special edition was just like them kind of
like it's just
testing.
They want to make money. Like that,
yeah.
that's the whole idea.
Well,
of
the special
movies.
Edition they remastered it a bit. They put that in like Jabba's palace, the thing singing and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
the
special edition
sock. What was that? On when they had like the sock puppet singing right in front of the camera?
That was on this Family Guy. The Family Guy.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Yeah. You can even tell the new character. There's just a guy with a sock puppet. Rah, what's going on here? Rah.
That's awesome.
So we were talking about how yesterday everything was fine. And we were getting excited for some Hobbit movies coming up. You know, Hobbit, the third one, There and Back Again, is 2015, right? May or June 2015.
Yeah. No.
No, 2014.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's going...
Oh, 2014.
This was coming out 2012, 2013, 6 months after that.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be summer 2013.
Nope. Christmas.
Christmas.
They're going every Christmas.
No.
No, no. It's
no,
Christmas,
going Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas, summer.
So around Christmas 2012,
what?
Christmas, yeah, Christmas 2013, and then...
Summer 20,
summer
2014
is there and back in. So I'm wrong.
Really?
I thought it was...
I didn't know that.
So when is...
That's awesome, man.
So when's the
other
months
left, we have to wait to see all three of them.
That's weird.
Yeah. We were talking about it in Toys R Us.
I just bought some Legos.
All those. What are the 2015 movies that are coming out that summer?
Justice League, Avengers 2,
and Star Wars Episode 7.
And Star Wars
Episode 7. They're not necessarily all that summer. It's I assume Star one or two will come out in the winter.
Star Wars movies have only come out in May.
Well, yeah, but so have Avengers movies, and they're not going to go head to head with, or Marvel movies, and they're not going to go head to head with that.
True.
It's a new era for Star Wars, man. That's going to be one of the changes. One is going to have to come out.
You think Avengers 2 is going to be bigger than Episode 7?
I don't know, but why would they have? Why would they make people
Avengers
choose?
Avengers is bigger than any Star Wars movie.
But not necessarily.
It made more money, but it didn't sell more tickets.
Because of 3D.
And it never went head to head with a Star Wars.
They're not going to go head to head. They're owned by the same company.
That's true.
That's another thing.
Yeah, wow. the same. Yeah, that settles it. One is coming
Disney's
out.
Disney's just,
and I think because of the times, like how time sensitive the Star Wars movies are, like happy for just being announced now, that those will have to come out at the end of the year.
Every Star Wars movie has come out like May 19th.
Okay, but they're owned by.
If anything, Avengers is going to get pushed.
I don't think so, man.
Come on, you're talking about 40 years of, you know, like I was there first.
Yeah, but that's not really a big deal.
A second and 3D.
Star Wars isn't Christmas movies. They're summer movies.
Are they?
Yeah. Every summer.
So are Avengers movies. Or Marvel movies.
I wonder what they're going to do with that.
And because
they're not going to release
When they set up the release date for Avengers, Disney had no idea that they had this other cash freaking cow.
No. But.
God.
Every summer,
the Marvel movie comes out. See the picture of the announcement? Like when. You know, Kyle said that. The only reason the news is coming out today is because the check or the contract got signed today, probably. And they're just like...
There's a video of them signing the contract.
Yeah, if we don't bring it up, TMZ is going to catch wind of it or something like that, and it's going to just be out there. So why not? It's done. Let's announce it. No bullshit. They didn't know it was going to happen a week ago. It got signed today. They're announcing it today.
Yeah.
Like, until that thing's signed, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they hit it, boom. Like, there's no time. There's no time to get it, like, onto a press release or something like that.
True.
Wow. Yeah. Do we have anything else outlined here? Like, is there anything that you hope would happen? I wouldn't mind if... I'm open for anything.
Like, yeah. If they do find...
Bad guys. Like, who's the new villain?
Oh, it's Darth Plagueis.
I can't wait to buy those fucking Pepsi cans.
I just hope...
Every Lego,
amazing.
Every new ship.
They have to be good. Like,
It's weird because they're going to be completely different. Like, the prequel trilogies have taken over as, like, Star Wars content. There's so much more prequel stuff now with Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's other cartoons that are prequel trilogy now. It's just the clones themselves are the,
new
Stormtrooper.
The clones still? Like, Luke
they
took
can't.
Back the clones?
Well,
the Republic.
The Stormtroopers aren't clones. The clones were for the Republic, and then they just started like there. It's like the army, like join the Imperials.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like so, Stormtroopers are not clones.
Oh, I thought
no, they're just hired geese.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Because the clones are expensive, and there's no war. So, and they begin to like deteriorate and stuff like that. Like they age too quick, so they don't last a long time. So the Stormtroopers are just soldiers. Yeah, like, what is the conflict going to be? It's got to be...
Sith is returning.
It's
got to
be Rebels versus something. I mean, I know the Emperor is gone, but... what the hell is
going
to be
about? It's
going
to have nothing to do with Rebels.
Oh, there is the Shadow of the Empire thing, like, where there's other people who are Force-sensitive, like, who use the Dark Force.
Well, like, yeah, like, Luke destroyed the Empire, but he didn't destroy the Sith.
That's true.
The Sith were allowed to come into power through politics, and Luke destroyed that, but he didn't destroy all Sith forever.
I really like the idea that they go hundreds of years later. They're just going to call it Episode 7, because...
It takes place after the events of 6.
Yeah.
And
if they...
With a new Jedi Order, and like, a whole...
Yeah. If they follow Lucas's kind of... script direction, like he said, I have story like scripts, you know, that I'm just gonna give over to you guys. If they follow his stuff, it's going to be about the Skywalkers, and probably very close.
I would. Another option is like an old, like Mark Hamill in the movies as an old man, like kind of sitting at the throne of the Jedi Council, and he's in the movie, but he's not the main character. It's his kid or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't
that.
Think we're gonna see. He'll be much like Obi-Wan was in A New Hope. Yeah. And if you awesome. Read into like diaries from when they started filming Star Wars, like you'll have Mark Hamill talking about how very early on Lucas was talking about how there was going to be 4 trilogies, and how like what they were all going to be about and things like that. And I'm actually going to look for a quote, which is pretty cool. You guys can talk, or we can pause or take a break or something like that.
Keep talking. What was I going to say? It's weird, though, because, you know, in the old ones, you had characters like Yoda, the all-powerful kind of Jedi. So in this one, we're only going to have Mark Hamill as being the ultimate Jedi. There's no one else. Anyone else is a new character, right?
Well,
and that's like, I'm going to have a hard time buying that.
Well, there is any Jedi that might have been in hiding, but I don't think they would have stayed in hiding during all that. Like, Yoda was there because he was. There's Jedi in Force Unleashed, and that's after Order 66 when all the Jedi got wiped out. You know, there are derelict
exiled?
Jedi, just in exiled.
Yeah.
Is there though? After, I mean, the only reason Obi-Wan and Yoda were able to make it through is because they were so powerful and they kind of knew what to do. And it took their lives. Like, I couldn't imagine any Jedi.
Yeah, and Yoda was the only exiled surviving Jedi, right?
Well, and Obi-Wan.
That we know about.
Empire, right?
Yeah. Why would any other Jedi who could hold a torch to them have done nothing during that whole time, though?
Yeah, after the
Emperor. It's like Yoda and Obi-Wan had things they planned to do. They were just waiting.
But that's the thing, the Jedi and the Sith are always going to be around. You know, there's always going to be new Sith, new Jedi. Like, the Plagueis was one of the first guys who developed, like, the rule of two. You know, like, there can only be a master and apprentice, and, like, anybody else is going to be too hungry for power. They're going to end up fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, Anakin defeated the Emperor, which was the master, and Vader was the apprentice. So it's just those two Sith that are gone, but they're like the ideals of the Sith are still there. I mean, they probably have just as much of a rich background as the Jedi do, with their council meetings and all that kind of shit. I mean, you might know a bit more about it with Old Republic. Like, isn't there armies of Sith?
Yeah.
In Old Republic?
Yeah, and it's like 500 or 5,000 years before like the episodes or the events of the movies.
I mean,
so it's like there was a falling out there. It'd be cool if they made, like, Knights of the Old Republic was fucking amazing.
Yeah. See, that's what I was thinking. There would just be a different timeline.
Yeah.
The fact that it's 79 is weird.
Like, you know, they can release it. No one's really attached to those characters anymore. Like, I don't give a shit to see what happens with Luke.
Yeah.
Like, his story. You've known his story for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
To see it again would just... Yeah. I mean... It's going to be good.
I think the first movie will be him passing off the torch, maybe, and getting you into his characters or something.
Glook Skywalker?
Glook?
Glook Skywalker.
And yeah, like, what is this force going to be? I hope it would be Plagueis.
Okay, I'm going to read this paragraph out of a blog taken from StarWars.com today. On December 29th, 1975, in a conversation with Alan Dean Foster, per the novelization of Star Wars, Lucas mentioned the prequel trilogy along with what would become episode 5 and 6. I want to have Luke kiss the princess in the second book. In the third book, I want the story just about the soap opera of the Skywalker family, which ends with the destruction of the Empire. Then someday I want to go back to the story of Kenobi as a young man, as the story of a Jedi and how the Emperor eventually takes over and turns the whole thing from a republic into an empire and tricks all the Jedi and kills them. And the whole battle where Luke's father gets... the whole battle where Luke's father gets killed, that would be impossible to do, but it's great to dream about. That was from a quote from 1975. which is weird. So he's obviously got these ideas, right? And further on in here, he talks about some of his weird things that he's going to be doing with the future movies. How do you like to be in episode 9? This is Mark Hamill. When is that going to be? 2011, I said. While you want me to do it, he said, you'd just be a cameo. You'll be like Obi-Wan handing the lightsaber down the next New Hope.
What?
See?
Holy shit.
When was that said?
That was Mark Hamill recalling... Mark Hamill said this in 2004, recalling a conversation in 1976.
Wow.
And he's got a... there's pictures of...
last night.
There's pictures of a couple of sheets here.
Mark Hamill had nothing to do with it. It was released today.
Which states, like, he's got headings, like episode 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, talking about how there was going to be a Clone War trilogy, and then... you know, a prelude. Episode 1 was going to be a prelude, which episode 1 kind of was.
Holy
the prelude.
Holy shit.
Wow. Weird stuff.
How do you know that much about what you're doing?
I don't know. And then he keeps them all secret.
Heavy stuff.
And it goes on and on and on. Like, you can, I mean, go to StarWars.com. There's tons of blogs and stuff to read. So, do we have anything we want to end with about this Star Wars conversation? I think it's great news. If anything, we're getting more Star Wars. That's the big thing. We're getting new Star Wars movies. And time's going to tell. I'm hopeful, you know.
Yeah, they're going in a good direction.
Yeah,
a very very.
Oh yeah, direction. One thing is the director. You know, like Lucas is not the best director with actors. It's evident. Like Natalie Portman, Samuel Jackson. These are like Natalie Portman's an Oscar-winning actress. Ewan McGregor is incredible, but there's something about those movies that they're not. Whether that was their direction to act like it was kind of a play.
Yeah,
or not, but I wasn't really into it. I did kind of like Hayden Christensen going mad at the end of episode 3, but I know a lot of people don't like that. So maybe somebody who's better with actors. The best Star Wars movie is Irvin Kershner's episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. He was the best with the actors, and he got the best performances, and that's what made those characters so iconic, I think, was what happens to him in in Empire Strikes Back. Especially... I can keep going. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. That new directors, new writers, new teams. We'll see. All right.
Arrangement.
Special edition.
Give me the Hebrew key.
Stay alert!